I'm making a Chex Mix, but it's the big fatty recipe.
What's different?
I have no idea. I've never made it before.
Does it have like butter and Worcestershire sauce and garlic salt? It looks like Chex Mix to me.
Essentially, that is the recipe. Maybe maybe it's just Chex Mix.
Big fatty. We all know your recipe.
It's not on par with the pyramids. Put
let me down. Let me live the dream that this is something special that only Big Fatty knows.
Why is there glitter on our tablecloth, Keith?
Oh, I wrapped presents today.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Let me live the dream that Big Fatty is special.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3976 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the tooth. Of May 2023, y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. A new show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got a special episode of The Gays, Big Fatty. Hello, sup? Big Fatty? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are sup. Today, because, well, you'll find out. You'll find out as I begin to tell you all about my final day of April. Of April and my first day of May. Yes, Big Fatty. It too. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, first of all, I was incorrect when I said that Mother's Day is on the 7th. Y'all, it was printed incorrectly on one of my calendars, but it's the 14th. So, you still got some time, to let Big Fatty be your mother. And, anyway, y'all, recorded the LFC with old Veda, and, y'all, then I watched Bros on the Amazon Prime, and I don't have any more time to tell you about the day, because I've got to tell you all about this. Dear Gussie, everyone, y'all, we're going to show we're going to show you how the cereal is being made today, because y'all, we've got the Krispies here. We have got Snap.
Hi.
We have got Cat Crackle.
Hi.
And we've got Pop.
Hello.
Oh, that was that. That was that. Ignoring my advice to speak louder. Oh.
That was my butch voice.
He's butching
well,
it up.
Don't butch it up then. Just speak loudly. Y'all, we have got three participants from Blind Time here. Or, excuse me, the
internationally famous former
the departed too soon from this earth, Blind Time. Anyway, so we have Wine Rag and Dean and Mr. Cackle, Baron Frosty. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay. Y'all, they have been visiting Charleston since, what was it? Was it Wednesday or Thursday? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday. So why don't y'all just kind of talk about how this came about, and I'll jump in when I have something else.
Baron planned it, so we do it.
Oh,
that's
well.
That's what happens.
Okay. So
well, we've been wanting to get back to Charleston for a while.
Now, this is their first...
This is their first time.
Yes. And you've been wanting to get back to Charleston
right,
for a while.
And the last time I came, it was in the summer, so it was too hot. So I wanted to do it in the spring or fall, so I thought this was a good time.
Okay, and it's been too hot, hadn't it?
No, it's perfect.
Oh,
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good.
It's been an adjustment. We left and it was like 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not 40 degrees here.
You know, your listeners might also want to know something I found out about Charleston.
Tell me.
It's on the ocean.
Wait a minute. You did not know that Charleston was on the ocean.
No idea whatsoever until we were at the ocean yesterday, or Wednesday, and I'm like, what's that water? He said
it was the ocean. The Atlantic Ocean. Well, you know, there are two main rivers in Charleston, the Ashley and the Cuppa, as they say it here. It's spelled C-O-O-P-E-R, but they call it Cuppa.
Oh, wow.
Ashley and the Cuppa. And Charlestonians say, the Ashley and the Cuppa rivers come together to form the Atlantic Ocean. Oh. So, because, you know, everything revolves around Charleston. It's much like...
Oswego.
Or him. His universe.
Yes.
It's very beautiful down there by the water, though.
It is.
It
beautiful.
Is. Yeah.
So you arrived. I understand that there was an incident on the flight down where extra money was paid.
Yes.
Would you tell that little story there, Dean?
Dean is extremely claustrophobic.
Uh-huh.
So I don't mind being in the plane, but I need to see when I'm in the plane. And so we paid extra to get a window seat. And the seat they put me in was a window seat. There just was no window. It was a big plastic white wall. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Did you approach them yet? Did you write the angry old man letter?
Not yet, but I'm going to, because I'm going to get some Delta miles.
Yes, there you go. Yep. Okay. Were there any other incidents on the trip down?
We met the Nip.
No, you didn't meet him on the trip down.
Oh, no. On the trip down, it was fine.
Okay, wasn't him in the airport bathroom?
Nobody farted next to me.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. It was good. The flights that
were there cocktails?
No, I don't really drink on the plane.
You had a beer.
Not on the plane.
Before the plane.
In the airport, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, y'all, they arrived and took the airport shuttle, or took the hotel shuttle.
That was... So, we... we were meeting Fatty for dinner. And the hotel said, we have a shuttle that will take you wherever you want to go for dinner. That's what we thought they said.
Uh-huh.
So we climb
on the shuttle. That's what you heard.
Yeah. We climb on the shuttle. We tell him your address. He's like, we only bring people to restaurants, not houses. So we're like,
well, we're here now. So
next thing I know, the shuttle pulls up in front of the villa.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very nice about it. He said, yeah.
He's like, don't tell my boss I did this, but yeah. I'll just bring you anyway.
Yeah. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And so Wednesday night, we had some cocktails and some nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Very good nuts and
they
bolts.
They did. Yeah. They were not like the kind that I tried to make.
No, because you used the shit ingredients.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think Weinreich liked it the most.
Yeah, I shove anything in front of my face and it goes in my body. So
oh,
I
well.
Just, yeah. No, I'll sit down. Okay. Sit down.
Speaking of nuts and bolts.
Exactly. But how dare you call my penis a bolt?
It's a big bolt.
Oh, okay. But anyway, and y'all, we were sitting there and... There's a knock at the door, and it's young Nicholas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very tan.
So, mm-hmm. For you two had never met young Nicholas.
Correct.
First impressions, overall impression?
He's so charming and cute and nice and funny.
Yes.
And chatty. He's covered with tattoos.
That he did himself. He's talented.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Yeah. Artistic. He can draw freehand.
Did you say autistic?
No.
Oh, no. That was our next visitor.
Yes.
And,
sorry.
Right. And so, y'all, the drinks were flowing, and I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll get ready to...
dinner didn't go really
get,
happen.
Go get something to eat, and y'all, then the door opens again, and all three of them get their first... Look, an introduction to
the Nip.
The
nine.
So
the nine.
I will leave it to y'all to just offer comment, knowing that he will hear this. Okay, but
honestly, I thought the Nip was charming, very nice.
Ugh.
He's a great conversationalist. Once we got him away from you, whack jobs.
Yeah, it was almost like a different person.
Yeah, he was nice. He was charming. He bought us beers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This was later on in the weekend.
Yes.
When he separated him from you guys, yeah.
But you mentioned he was a nine. Tell that story.
Well, he has a very, very strong self-esteem and ego.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's a nine. He did show me a picture of his dick, which is very nice.
Uh-huh.
Within 5 minutes of meeting him.
Mm-hmm. So. As opposed to young Nicholas, who just showed you his dick. There's no picture. How did you like that?
I liked it when he had the PA in.
Uh-huh.
But when he took it out and that hole was there, it kind of skeeved me out, so he'd have to put that back in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. Nothing fazes me, really, so... It,
right.
He wanted to put it in his mouth.
It wasn't close enough, so I didn't bother. It was too far away. I was like,
Okay, so the nip said he was a nine, and what was your response to that?
I don't remember what I said. Oh, out of 100?
Yes. Not what? Out of 100?
I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Don't say you didn't mean it that way. That's exactly what you meant.
I was just being a smart ass.
Yes. So anyway, y'all, it gets to be about, 8:15, and we're still sitting here, and I'm going, well, okay, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with supper.
I was waiting for my swig and swine.
Would you like to go to Sweden?
I didn't mention that. Yeah, no. I didn't mention that.
Okay, well, we can do that.
That's what I told them. I said, he'll bring us to Swig and Swine. But it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Because, y'all, it was 8:15, and I sent the Nip and young Nicholas on their way. And mm-hmm. We headed up to the big circle and looked at the entertainment area up there and the restaurants and everything. And I said, all right, is there some place y'all would like to go? Yeah, there's a brewery right across the street from the hotel. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all...
it caught our eye.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, they have axe throwing in there. So, which, you know, what could possibly go wrong with liquor and axe throwing? Yeah. But... had some drinks, and there was you especially, Dean, loved the bartender.
Oh, she was nice. Brooke. Yeah, she was great. Yeah. I highly recommend going there if you come to Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Just ask for the axe, Brooke at the axe throwing place.
Yeah. Tell her we sent you. Uh-huh.
And y'all, more drinks were had, and we had some wings and. Soft pretzels. Y'all, the soft pretzels were actually soft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were awesome.
I mean, it was almost not croissant-like, but it was very soft. It wasn't real chewy.
No.
It was good.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I thought that beer dip was good, too.
Uh-huh.
That was good.
And you had a flight.
A flight after the 1,000 cocktails you gave me, so I was feeling pretty good. So.
Okay, and what was your favorite beer on the flight?
I forgot the name of it. It's there. I was disappointed they didn't have a can of it so I could take it home.
They only had it on tap.
I could have taken like a 4-pack home.
Yes.
And they didn't have it, so I'm like, yeah.
Okay. So, y'all, they started putting the chairs and the stools up on the tables, and I said, all right, boys, can y'all make it across the street back to your hotel? And they said yes, sure. And then Saturday, you were on your own. Tell everyone what you did. Okay, great.
I'm still recovering from
the alcohol intake. We went downtown. We went to the Nathan Russell House Museum.
Nathaniel Russell House.
We just walked around.
Up Meeting Street. We started at the park at the end there.
Right, at the Battery.
Yeah, and we walked up Meeting Street. So everything was on Meeting Street we did. So that was a Nathaniel House.
We went to the City Marketplace area. We got a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm. Had lunch.
Oh, a praline, y'all.
Yeah, praline.
Yeah, I had lunch in that...
you don't remember the praline?
Oh, I don't like that, so I didn't get that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like sweets. I like booze and...
Booze?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went to the Church and Union restaurant.
Oh.
Which was nice.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what that is, because I hadn't been
there. It's a big church that's been converted to... It's right across the street from the...
Marketplace.
The City
Market. Okay, that's gone through several different names. So anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
What did you have there?
I had a crispy chicken sandwich with like a sriracha kind of like sauce on it and like pimento cheese and...
Mm-hmm. Do I have the same thing?
Yeah, you had the same thing. You got a burger with truffles, which didn't have any truffles on it.
It was truffle sauce and mushroom duxelle. And it's like when you read the description, it sounded really elaborate and good, but all you really could taste was the burger. And there was no bottom bun. It disappeared. So.
I think all the toppings were on the bottoms, on the bottom bun, and the juice and everything just kind of made the bun kind of melt
disappear.
Away.
Oh.
Nothingness.
Well,
it was kind of like a fancy restaurant that wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, don't go there if you can.
Right.
If you come to Charleston. And then you were off to Dudley Do-Right's.
Yes, we went to Dudley's.
Later, yes, yeah, after our nap.
Oh, you came back for a nap and then went out?
After our 20,000 steps.
Well, okay. I had to splash some water on my hole before I went out.
I'm not going to ask which one. I think
we went. We went to Dudley's and we were the only people there.
And this is at what time?
8 o'clock.
Now, y'all, this is a Thursday night, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It got much crowded later, but we sat at the bar, we were chumming up with the bartenders, we actually had a really good time. There was a very nice young man named Jason who wanted to get to know me a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So he said...
Did he? Aren't you glad you splashed some water on your hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so... he ended up, because he was the second person to enter the bar after us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he ended up sitting with us at the bar, and he paled around with us all night.
He did, yeah.
So.
Mostly with you, not with us. He was into you.
Yeah, well, once he found out you were a couple, he
weren't
was
you, weren't you? Weren't you happy that he didn't?
Yeah, I didn't like his vibe. I don't know what the word is.
Okay.
I was glad that he was on the other side of Aaron.
There you go.
He was on the prowl.
You know. And he chose you?
Yeah. I was the only person.
Oh, well, that's true. There was no one else in the bar. Y'all, this is the secret. Go to Dudley Do-Right's when you're the only person in the bar.
Yeah.
Your chances are greatly improved.
Yeah.
We'll have to tell the Nip that.
You should.
Did you stay for the drag show?
We did. And Weinreich actually got pulled up on stage.
Yes. Uh-oh. I was at the gavel station. So the DJ was like, here, do you want to be part of this show? I'm like, sure.
They did a little skit and they pulled him up there.
So I had a helmet on with like the gavel stand. When they, during the chord session they had during the show, the ladies would like, you know, bang their gavel on top of my head. So I was like, doink, doink, doink. And I would like shake my head like I hurt and kind of things and try to act up and be... Cool,
that wasn't natural?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a really interesting look.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you poured yourself into an Uber back to the hotel.
Did we?
We did.
Yeah.
How late were you out?
One? That was the day that I was really hungover, so I don't think we got back till like 1:30.
Oh,
that was Jasmine.
That was Jasmine. She was fun.
Jasmine was a New Yorker, our Lyft driver, and she flew...
I
kind of
don't remember.
You've
been knocked up
drunk.
In the head.
I've been knocked in the head. I was drinking. Yeah, I'm like,
we were blackout drunk.
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
Oh!
Like,
oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, we're going to have to finish this conversation on Tamari's little show. We're just going to leave it there. We're going to leave it right there. They didn't realize they were going to do two shows. Honestly, I didn't either. But we got more to talk about, especially because on Tamari's little show, y'all, we're going to reunite the crew with Granny and Durwood. Oh, Lord. So anyway, I guess that's it for right now. Anything else you want to say?
Bye, listeners.
Bye.
Cliffhanger.
Okay. Y'all, we'll finish all this off on Tamari's little show. And y'all, by the way, all I did was my normal routine of walking on Monday. But, Mr. Cackle, anything you want to reveal at this point?
Let me live the dream that Big Fatty is special.
Oh, Big Fatty's very special. You know, he's got that little bus that he likes to ride around in. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yeah!
is. This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.